Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan here with Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, Etc. with Celeste Hackett. Say hello, Celeste.
Hello, hello, everyone.
Caught you off guard, didn't I? You're waiting for me to go into my usual tirade of all these different things to say, huh?
Yes. You're a surprise waiting to happen every time.
Well, I know. Well, you get to surprise me with questions. I should be able to do something. Tell them what we do here on the show.
Well, we answer hypnotist questions, and we talk about news and events and hypnosis, and sometimes we talk about pet peeves that people are doing who practice hypnosis. In fact, last time on Hypnosis, Etc., we started talking about dumb hypnotist tricks, things that you don't want to do as a hypnotist because they make you look stupid.
Amen. That's right. There's so many things out there that you think might be a good idea, but upon earlier and more complete examination, it probably wasn't the best thing to do. Good. So we'll wrap up this session, this program, with one of those dumb hypnotist tricks. Is that okay with you, Celeste?
I love it.
Good. So you got some questions for me?
Yeah, we're going to start off with a question from our hypnospace today. A guy by the name of Joshua, a hypnotist who has his own page on our hypnospace. It's kind of like a MySpace for hypnotists. And if you're a hypnotist and you're not a part of this wonderful community, you need to log on to ourhypnospace.com and then go to the Ask Cal group. And if you have some questions for Cal, it's free. You get free advice. You get to ask Cal, the hypno genius is what I like to call him. Okay, here's the first question, Cal, from Joshua. He says, my question is, can hypnosis be used to bring out a person's creativity or help with writer's block? And if so, and this is the big question part, or the big part of the question, if so, how's that done?
Oh, that's such a good question. I don't think hypnosis can make you more of anything. It can't make you more taller, can't make you more smarter. But it can remove the blockages that are keeping you from being as creative and as smart as you can be. For example, it can't really improve your memory, but what you can do is it can remove the blockages to being able to recall what you do learn. So, as far as creativity and writer's block, guess what? Yes, you can fix it. And of course, the way Celeste and I do it, we use Five Path, that systematic approach to dealing with just about everything that comes into the office. And so what do we do? Phase one of Five Path is, what is that, Celeste?
Preparation, testing, and convincing. We also use that time just to build rapport and collect information and so on.
That's right. So the client would come in, tell us about his or her problems. We're going to prepare them for the hypnosis sessions by doing things like, you know, doing the intake paperwork and giving them the pre-talk, which helps to remove fears and misconceptions about hypnosis. Then we're going to get the background information we need, and so tell us kind of a history of the problem. Then we proceed with the hypnosis. I'm leaving out a few details here. I'm telling you what to do. I can't tell you exactly how to work with every particular client, even though you could learn that, but it would take more than the 15, 20 minutes we have here. Then once we've got somnambulism, we've done the preparation testing, we convince the person's in hypnosis, and then we move on to phase two, which is, what is it, Celeste?
Phase two is age regression.
So then I would do is I'd bring up the symptom or the cognition or the emotion associated with the problem. And so I might say, there's a feeling inside you don't like that has everything to do with why you came here to see me today. And writer's block is usually some kind of fear. And age regression is usually about undoing fear. And then what we're going to do is we're going to bring up the fear he has of usually making a mistake or a fear that what he's writing isn't good enough, that kind of stuff. And we'll bring it up, we'll follow it back to the ISE, initial sensitizing event. Then we'll do the informed child work to neutralize the cause of that feeling. Move them back up to now through the different subsequent sensitizing events and into this individual's probable future. And that is events where he or she can find himself writing with confidence and flair. And then guess what? We're going to complete the work by doing some forgiveness work, because in the mind of the client, there's a reason why they had that problem. It caused them problems over all those years. And what we're going to do is we're going to do the forgiveness work in the phase three, and also forgiveness of self in phase four. And every time we do this work of age regression and forgiveness work, it causes the person to have an insight, an epiphany. And the epiphany causes the subconscious mind to go into a state of reorganization for a short period of time, which allows the individual to go into a state of hypersuggestibility, super hypnotic suggestibility for any suggestions that he or she receives that are consistent with what they just experienced, that insight. So what we'll do is we will uncover the fear, we'll neutralize the fear through insight. And then what will happen is we will do the segue, where we go from the insight part of the therapy into the direct suggestion part of the therapy, where we say, now that you've had this insight, you're going to be able to, and we fill in the blank. In this case, it would be able to write with confidence and a great deal of creativity, and really suggest that that creative and courageous part of them moves forward. And then what we do is we move them into the future, like I said before, where they can experience that. Pretty easy. I do it all the time. What do you think of that, Celeste?
I think that was well put, and that is a very easy kind of session to do. It's a fun session. It's, you know, to work with removing those blocks and getting those ahas will be wonderful for the hypnotist and for the client. And Cal, do you mind if I read a piece of fan mail that we got? I'm so excited.
I would love to. You know, I've been reading these fan mail, and also it shows up on groups on Yahoo, and I keep meaning to read them in the program. I'm so glad you remembered. Please give us some fan mail.
Okay, this one says, I am loving your podcast with Cal. This person wrote to me, sorry, Cal. And you are so hilarious. Sorry, Cal. And she says, you enchilada you. Not sure what that means. Poor Cal. He never knows what you're going to toss at him. It's a great act you guys have, and the information is fantastic. And that's from Debbie Yaffe in Shelburne Falls, Massachusetts. And by the way, Tom Nicoli's going there, and they're going to do he's doing a whole thing on receiving your life's abundance right there in Shelburne Falls. She was able to coerce him into coming out there to be with her, you know, get him out there. So she's real excited. But then we got another one from somebody named Sue in Wisconsin. She says, I enjoyed watching the latest podcast on fractionation. I've been using it as written in my information, but will now do it correctly from watching Cal. And he states that you can view it on his DVD. I have the 10-pack. Do you know which one it is? I'll let you answer that question, Cal, and we'll move on.
The 10-pack? Do you know what she's talking about?
No, I didn't. I thought that there was something new you were selling. I guess she means the DVD class. I'm guessing the class on DVD, the whole training on DVD.
Ah, she's talking about our distance learning course for certification in 5-PATH, which is only available if you're already certified in hypnosis. It's not a how to hypnotize class. It's for people who already know the basics and are ready to really begin the work of becoming one percenters. The people who want to really put in the time, the effort to raise to the top 1% of the profession. Good. Super. And Debbie Yaffe, hello. And she's one of our graduates, and she's very busy being involved in our hypnospace. And Tom Nicoli, hello there. It was fun seeing you at the convention, as always. And Tom Nicoli, besides being an excellent hypnotist, is one heck of a rock and roller to boot. All right, what's up next? Is it time for our dumb hypnotist question?
Yeah, let's go ahead and do that, because I can't wait to hear what you're going to say this week.
Well, you requested one of the dumb hypnotist tricks. Do you remember which one it was?
Yeah, I do. I can't stand it. It's kind of like a pet peeve when a hypnotist asks the client after they're emerged this magic question. I'm not going to give it away, Cal. You go ahead.
Okay. This is a beginner's mistake. And the beginner's mistake is, after they emerge the client, here's the dumb hypnotist trick. They look at the client and say, did you feel hypnotized? Or how did I do? This is like the amateur. I'm drawing a little A with my fingers. I'm an amateur. I'm not a professional. do not leave it up to the client or the hypnotic subject to evaluate whether they're hypnotized. First of all, you're the professional. You're supposed to have done that testing, the covert testing, and then the overt testing. You're supposed to determine whether the person's hypnotized, not your client. And let me tell you what, hypnosis doesn't feel like anything. So asking them if they felt like they were hypnotized just doesn't make any sense. Hypnosis could be defined as a heightened state of suggestibility, or some people define it as the bypass of the critical factor in the establishment of acceptable thinking. What does that mean? Well, it certainly doesn't have anything to do with feelings. Hypnosis doesn't feel like anything. Some people, when you hypnotize them, they'll report a tingling sensation. Other people that they felt light. Other people that they felt heavy and relaxed. So asking your client whether or not he or she felt hypnotized is an amateur's mistake, a dumb hypnotist trick. What you want to do is when they emerge, you want to look at them and say, and you do feel good, don't you? Because when they first emerge, they're evaluating how they feel and how it went. And when they first emerge, they first open those eyes, they're still not fully emerged yet. You want to get that last suggestion in that felt good. If you're concerned whether or not your clients believe that they're hypnotized, well, this is what you should do. You should learn testing procedures. You should always first test covertly for the level of hypnosis that you want. If you need somnambulism, then you need to know some tests for somnambulism. We teach those in all of our courses. The NGH certification course that we teach, we add that to the course, and then also the Week of Power course. Now, let's see, what else was I going to say? You also need to do overt testing. That's like, so the client knows that they're hypnotized. And it's a very good idea that you should do these techniques so your clients know that they're hypnotized for two major reasons. One, there's a thing we call deepening by realization. When the client realizes that he or she is hypnotized, it tends to deepen the hypnosis. What does deepen mean? It means to make them more suggestible, so they're going to be more successful. And the other reason you should always do overt testing is so that they have something to talk about. Almost every person that comes to see you tells somebody, guess what? I'm going to go see the hypnotist tomorrow or next week. And then when they run into that person again, that person's going to ask them, so, did you get hypnotized? You don't want them to say, well, I think so. Maybe I was just relaxed. You want them to say, oh, yeah, he had me do this and that. For example, you give them a suggestion that they can't open their eyes while they're in hypnosis. And they try, but they cannot. They try, but they cannot. They try, but they cannot until they're convinced. And then when their friend or family member says, so were you hypnotized? They can say, oh, this guy is awesome. He locked my eyelids closed and I couldn't open them. I really tried. Boy, was I convinced. Then what's going to happen? I'll tell you what, if that friend ever wants to see a hypnotist, they're going to want to see you because they don't know if that other person can do it. They don't know how good some other person who has an ad on the internet or in the yellow pages can do it. They know that you've hypnotized their friend, and so they'll want to work with you. So don't do the dumb hypnotist trick of saying, well, did you feel hypnotized? There's much better things you can do than that. Anything to add to that, Celeste?
Yeah, some other questions that are sort of offshoots of that question is, how was that? Or do you think that'll help? You know, sometimes we don't feel confident, so you just have to act as if you are, especially when you're first getting started. And you'll be surprised to find that most of the time, 99% of the time, as long as you've followed the, you know, your outline, if you've got a good outline, like we always have a wonderful one with five path as five pathers, but if you have a good outline and you follow it, point and you do what you're supposed to do, the client is going to emerge feeling fantastic and really excited. And then don't forget, as Cal was saying, when you count from 1 to 5 to emerge them, to put in those suggestions that they've done wonderful, that they feel fantastic, and that as they emerge more and more on the number 5, they're going to feel good. And then say, as Cal says, and you do feel good, don't you? And I like to look at them and nod my head as I say that, and almost always they start nodding their head too, and it's just a wonderful thing, and you're gonna have fun with that. So I try that, and you do feel good, don't you? And it's gonna work wonderfully for you.
That's right. No more dumb hypnotist tricks for the people who are watching this show. I've got a whole bunch of them. I got about 10 sitting here in front of me, and over the next few episodes, we're going to go through these dumb hypnotist tricks so that you don't ever do them. And as a result, you're going to be happier. You're going to be more confident. You're going to do your sessions in a more skilled way. Your clients are going to be more successful. You're going to get more referrals, and everything's going to posture. You know what we got to do, Celeste? One of these days, we got to put together a bloopers video. That would be fun. Okay, you do these things like we're teaching you, and you're going to prosper. There you go, Celeste. Why don't you wrap it up?
Okay, and just before I go, since we did mention Tom Nicoli and Debbie Yaffe, I guess I should go ahead and just say where this is going to be. It's Shelburne Falls, Massachusetts, 6:30 to 9 o'clock, Friday, October the 12th. Tom Nicoli, who's a published author, speaker, trainer, is going to be doing Are You Receiving Your Life's Abundance? Is the Law of Attraction Working for You? And I think that'd be a cool thing if you can fly on out there and say hi to Tom and Debbie. And thank you for the fan mail. We've got some other fan mail. You didn't have time to read the others that came in. Not that I got bags and bags, or we got bags and bags, but just appreciate your feedback. It's nice to hear what you like on the program. We also are what you like about the program. We're also interested in what you would like to see on the program, or even what you didn't like. If you have something that you'd like to critique us on, please go ahead and do it. Somebody actually said, Cal, get my phone that's behind me to my right over here. Get it out of the picture. It looks bad. But anyway, I guess that's all I really have to say now. And that's it for me, Celeste Hackett, in Dallas, Texas. And for Cal Banyan, I guess, in Tustin, but he's going to say bye. This is Hypnosis Etc. Cal Banyan's Hypnosis Etc. We'll see you next time.
And this is Cal Banyan reminding you to visit our websites at calbanyan.com. And hypnosiscenter.com. We have hypnosis training for certification and hypnotists. We also have the Week of Power training coming up. We have this all throughout the year, so no matter when you are listening or watching this podcast, you can always go to hypnosiscenter.com and find out when my latest trainings are and Celeste's latest trainings are once she gets training. And also go to Banyan Hypnosis Mall for the good stuff that hypnotists want. And one last thing, I've got another podcast that's going on. I mentioned it a couple weeks ago, and that is www.thesecretlanguageoffeelings.com. And you all learn about really the philosophy that underlies 5-Path, 7-Path, and really what is the secret motivating factor behind all human behavior. With that, it's Cal Banyan signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.